Welcome to this edition of Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around the district and from further afield. Now, first of all, I'd just like to give a big thank you to everyone who contributed to the Verulam Rotary's Hurricane Appeal last weekend. You'll remember that the members spent a marathon 3 days collecting money outside Morrison's for their shelter boxes, which provide everything that a hurricane victim needs to keep them healthy and safe until they've got their lives back together. And for your information, the next time they'll be out in force is when Rotarians in appropriately dressed seasonal outfits will be collecting outside Morrison's on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday on the weekend before Christmas. Oh my word, how time flies. Anyway, back to now. Now, last week we heard that we're in the middle of Creation Tide, and this is the Christian celebration of the natural world. So this week I thought that we'd hear about two great initiatives from Marlborough Road Methodist Church to help make everybody just that little bit greener. So I spoke to the Reverend Rosemary Fletcher. She joined me in the studio. We started off by talking about thinking lunches. So tell me, Rosemary, where did the idea for thinking lunches come from?
Right, well, a long time ago when I was a Methodist minister in the town of Swindon in Wiltshire, we had a sort of industrial stroke city town centre chaplain, and he used to organise thinking lunches and actually had somebody who provided meals, and we paid for the meal and the speaker, and he had different speakers. And so various people, not just church clergy, but people from the town came, had a speaker, had some questions and had fellowship, and that was that. Mm-hmm. And that was a long time ago, but I'd always thought it was a very good idea. He hosted it in a neutral venue in the town centre in Swindon. But when in the church that I'm in working with, particularly in the centre of St Albans, Marlborough Road Methodist Church, we've just had a refurbishment scheme, got rid of the Victorian pews and have comfortable chairs, and I thought it was something that would be worth trying. And I mentioned it at our church council earlier this year, and they basically all said, yeah, great idea, get on with it.
Right, wonderful. And as you say, you've got this lovely open space now, so you can have things like getting everybody round a table.
Yep, yes, we now have comfortable chairs, and we provide liquid refreshments, but I'm afraid it's bring your own sandwiches, which people did when we had the first one recently.
Now, who is this aimed at? Is this aimed at churchgoers? Is this aimed at people just interested in the subject that you're talking about that day? Or is this aimed at basically anybody?
It's aimed at anybody. So I think I'd no idea how it's going to pan out. We had about 50 people to the first one. But I am anticipating that there might be a core group who come because they like the idea. It's for not just church people, all faiths and no faiths, anybody. There were some people who came who were having offices in the city centre, and they came with their sandwiches during their lunch break. There were other retired people. It was a great variety, really.
Okay. So just tell me, so people come along with their sandwiches, eat their sandwiches whilst they're listening to the talk?
That's right. The theory is the talk lasts 30 minutes or so, and then there's a time for discussion and questions. So the theory is that they do their munching while they're listening, and then they can ask questions for the second session.
So from what you're saying, it does fit just nicely into somebody's lunch break, which of course does mean that so many more people can come, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Hopefully, yeah. And I suspect there'll be people will come, pick a mix, you know, something they're particularly interested, they'll come, etc. So we're... Yeah. And I don't know, watch this space, really.
Yeah, okay. Well, this all sounds very good so far, and if you're getting 50 people turn out for it, then you're obviously doing something right. So you have asked Simon Grover to come along and talk to you about how St Albans can save the planet. Now, why? Why did you decide to ask Simon to come and talk about this?
Well, Simon is one of the local councillors for the ward in which the church is set, and... obviously he's a green councillor, the only one, and our church is quite committed to being environmentally friendly and doing green issues and making ourselves more green.
Okay.
We've hosted sustainable St Albans events in the past, and so it just fitted into the pattern, and in a way with kind of getting the theme for the appropriate time of the year, because it's creation tide, harvest, etc.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And the title came from Simon himself. I invited him and that's his title.
Wonderful. Well, that all sounds good so far. We heard last week, actually, from Helen Hutchison, who, as you'll know, is the environment officer for the diocese. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about the Christian sort of coming to the realisation that respecting the natural environment is sort of more of a moral obligation. It sounds as if you've sort of come to that realisation within your church already.
Oh, definitely. I think it's part of all of our Christian history that we're given the planet in trust and we should care for the environment. And I think, you know, there are lots of green Christian movements, green ecology movements, etc. And our church, in our mission statement in recent years, has put green environmental caring for creation as part of our outreach and mission.
Right, well, that is fantastic to hear. And it sounds like a great event. As you say, Simon's going to be talking, then there'll be questions. So could you tell us where this is and when it is?
The next Thinking Lunch, they're the first Thursday of each month. The next one, Thursday the 5th of October, 12:30, Marlborough Road Methodist Church. They begin at 12:30, so it's as well to arrive a bit before then. But you can come any time. If you're late from your lunch break, it doesn't matter at all. And there are coffee, tea, squash, biscuits, light, you know, those sort of refreshments yeah. served. And we just ask for a donation to cover costs and any profit. We will ask the speaker which charity they'd like it to go to. We obviously cover all their costs and our own costs.
Yeah, of course, yes, indeed. Well, Rosemary, that sounds fantastic. It sounds like there's certainly the potential for some great discussion there. Thank you. It does. That sounds great, doesn't it? A really enlivening way to spend your lunch break. So I'll make sure that the information about that goes on the Radio Verulam website, so you can take a look there if you're interested in going along. But the nice people at Marlborough Road Methodist Church, they're not just settled with getting us all thinking about the environment in our lunch break. Another trick up their sleeves as well, the Green Directory. So Rosemary continued to talk to me and we spoke about that. So Rosemary, you've got in front of you a copy of a little pamphlet called the Green Directory. Why did you compile this?
Well, I've always been committed to kind of recycling and green issues for as long as I can remember. And actually, when I was in Reading, there's a One World Week shop there, which produced a sort of reuse, recycle type directory for the city of Reading in conjunction with the local authority, actually. And the church, one of my churches I had in when I was in Reading, became an eco-congregation some years ago. So it's something that's in my background. But the particular impetus for this directory was, very sadly, earlier this year, my father died and I have been responsible for clearing a house, only a three-bedroom semi, but a house in which somebody had lived since 1955. So although he was not a hoarder, obviously there was a lot of stuff in a family home for that length of time. And I was very anxious that nothing got wasted, that things went to the appropriate places, and because that was definitely what my parents would have wanted and how they had lived.
Yeah, well, they'd lived there for all that time. They'd cared for those things, hadn't they?
Absolutely.
So presumably you want to ensure that, you know, that will continue, and you don't want to see those things that they cared for so long simply being thrown away.
Absolutely.
So in your guide here, what have you got in there?
Well, obviously, my parents didn't live in St Albans, but obviously because I am here, I have based it in St Albans. So some of the things, basically, I've kind of done a bit of research, and some things are through leaflets that come through the door of people. You know, and also, I have to say, when I'm obviously involved in funerals, often people ask me, do you know where I can take grandma's yes. wheelchair or something or other? Or do you know anyone that will take this, that and the other?
Yes.
So it's because of my own personal experience, but also I'm well aware of other people who have to do exactly what I've been doing. So it's kind of to help them and to make sure things aren't wasted that can be used by other people.
Right. So in your directory, basically, you've got a list of places that will take various things or will need various things as well, haven't
yep.
you? You know,
yep.
whether it's things like, I don't know, clothing or, as you said, the wheelchair or furniture or something like that. Now, it sounds like you found it quite difficult to find appropriate places for the contents of your father's house. You'd have thought there'd be quite a lot of, I don't know, needy people who would have quite liked something. Was that the case or not?
Well, some things it's quite easy. It's just kind of knowing where to take them. And obviously there's a choice of charity shops. So a lot of where, I mean, I particularly support Oxfam, but that, you know, different charity shops specialise in different things. And so my parents had absolutely loads of books. So the Oxfam bookshop, obviously, in Catherine Street has been having me visit them a lot.
So really what you've got in the Green Directory is sort of the results of all the legwork that you did, looking up all these places, you know, trying to find the best place to get rid of various things so that now for other people in the same situation, it's kind of like an easy reference thing, isn't it?
Well, hopefully. And I have to say that it isn't me who's done the production and the typing, because those are not my skills. I have a wonderful somebody, our circuit, Methodist Circuit Administrator, who has done this. And we are thinking to launch it first of all at the Green Thinking Lunch that Simon Grover is going to be doing. And that's kind of... And then we're hosting an event in Sustainable St Albans Week next April, and so kind of mark two then. So we're absolutely open to ideas and suggestions and improvements, and we have consulted Helen Hutchinson about this as well and asked for her ideas and opinions as well.
Okay then. So just to start off, if people were in a similar situation to the one that you'd been in, would it be possible for them to get in touch with you and get a copy of the work so far?
Yes, certainly. The best thing would be that for them to contact my circuit administrator, who's got it on her computer.
I can put the details into the blog, right?
That's
so
good.
It's easy for people to find. Okay,
that's good.
And then also, you're saying you want our help now. So tell us exactly how we can help you make this guide even better.
Well, I mean, obviously, if you know, anybody knows anything that hasn't been included in here. I mean, an example was I only found one place that would actually collect my dad's piano.
Right.
But actually, as it turned out, the people by my dad's house asked if we would leave the piano behind. So in the end, I didn't need that. But sometimes there are things that are more complicated to get rid of than others.
Yes.
And when I say get rid of, it really is about trying to find somewhere that if it can be used, be being used, rather than going to landfill and all of that sort of stuff, really.
Right. So you're looking for something to find at a home where it's going to be used and preferably even really needed as well.
Yeah, obviously my brother, sister and I and my dad's grandchildren all took the things we wanted, but obviously eventually there are still things that, much as we loved them, we don't need and haven't got room for.
Yeah, okay, lovely. Okay then, so we'll make sure that people can find the Green Directory, so that if they need help finding places for things, that helps there. But also, say for instance, I don't know, say somebody run a little craft group and they were always in need of, I don't know, old clothes or something, mm-hmm. fancy dress, or there's all sorts of places out there that no doubt are in need of things, and you want to hear about those places, so that we can make sure that the version of the directory that's finished has all these places in there, so that we make sure that the stuff gets connected to the people who need them.
Yeah, and what is actually quite surprising, I've known this for quite a long time, but the organisation Tradecraft, for example, a lot of us who wear earrings might often end up with odd ones. Well, they collect odd, broken jewellery and resale and reuse it. So it's just kind of just, you know, there's all these things to find out, and it's just once you've got the information, it's nice to be able to share it.
Yes, that's right indeed. Well, that sounds like a brilliant project, and let's hope that lots of us can help you with that. Rosemary, thank you very much indeed. And I was talking there to the Reverend Rosemary Fletcher from Marlborough Road Methodist Church. And like I said, you can find all the information from today's show and all the information about the Green Directory, talking lunches, etc., on the environment page of the Radio Verulam website. And please do help Rosemary collecting all that information together to make that Green Directory even better. Now, you might like to know that it's the Hearts Hike this weekend, this Saturday, and that you can register for that now on the Oxfam St Albans website. You can choose between a 3, 5, 8, 14 or 20 mile route. Taking a look at the weather forecast, looks like it's going to be good for you, and it's through the beautiful Hertfordshire countryside. If you look on the website, they've got a lovely map there so that you can see the walk that you might be doing. If you're not feeling up to the walk, but you have a couple of hours to spare on Saturday, they'd love help with marshalling. And again, you can volunteer for that on the website. Now, last year, the Hearts Hike managed to raise a whopping £6,000 for Honduras. And this year, they're going to be supporting projects to improve the water supplies to people in northern Kenya. So that's a great thing to support and will be a beautiful walk on Saturday. Now, it's a little bit advanced, but you'll need to book now for the Hearts and Middlesex Wildlife Trust's Sketching on the Go event. Now, this is on Saturday, the 7th of October, from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And what they're going to be doing is basically sketching wildlife in the garden at Grebe House, which is their headquarters in Verulamium Park, and also going round Verulamium Park as well. Just bring along a pencil and a pen and a notepad, and you're going to be joining an artist, Peter Osborne, and the reserves officer Rob Hopkins, who's going to be taking you round, and they're going to be looking out for the natural things and then learning how to make a quick sketch of what you found: insects, birds, trees, leaves, that sort of thing. Now, this is open to people of all ages and all abilities. You certainly don't have to be an artist to come along to this. It really is so that everybody can go along and take a really good close look at wildlife and then make a lovely little sketch of it. And it's £3 for members, £5 for non-members. Do go to the website and book it now, because they get so booked up. You might also like to know another thing. Parks Hearts website has gone live. It's just sort of like a one-stop shop, so that you can go to the website and you can find out about any park within Hertfordshire. It tells you all sorts of stuff, events going on, and the facilities that are placed, all the parks, you know, not just Verulamium Park, but even things that are a bit sort of wilder than that. They're all there, and it's basically been created to encourage us all to just get into the parks. Recognise that parks have a really valuable impact on both our physical and mental health, and they're just trying to make it easier for us to get out there. Anyway, do have a look for that. Now, you can find all the information from today's show on the Environment Major, the Radio Verulam website. Next week, who knows what we'll be talking about. If you've got any ideas, tweet us at rv_environment. Anyway, we'll be back at the same time then. Thanks for listening.